It's of a Briscum damsel that ever you did hear. She lived with servant at an inn, it was in Staffordshire. A wealthy squire, as you hear, upon her cast an eye. A guinea he did give to her, all with him for to lie. But on the next morning, while drinking of his tea, these words unto the mistress, the squire, he did say, "Mistress, where is your chambermaid? For I do think it strange. Last night I gave a guinea, she has not brought me change." "Good lack-a-day," the mistress said, "you need not be afraid. Upon my life and honour, she is an honest maid." Young Betsy, hearing what was said, straight in the room she went. "Here, take again your guinea, sir, I cannot get it changed. But mark what follows after, you presently shall hear. A sister being married and living very near. A sister she did prove with child, and she brought forth a son. They both agreed together to take the squire at home. In its best bib and tucker, without any more to do, then straight unto the squire's for ye servant girl did go. Inquiring for the squire bow directly out of hand, he nimbly stepped up to the door, which put him in a stand. "Oh, do you remember a guinea to me you gave? And now I've brought you back your change, and you the same shall have. And if you do the same refuse, to a justice I will go, and you shall have your change again, whether you will or no." He said, "Go to the Rose and Crown, and I will to you come, and let all things be smothered up, and not one word be known." 100 guineas he paid down to her that very day, and glad enough the squire was, she took her change away. Good luck unto young Betsy, for she has wit at will. She served the squire very well for using of her ill. Young Betsy is in service still, so